Hello and welcome to the Beatles World Cup, where 213 Beatles songs are put in like petals of a flower, and slowly but surely we'll just pick them off one by one. Like, you know, she loves me, she loves me not, she loves you, she loves you not.
Indeed.
See what I did there? Until we have one petal left, and at the end, that is going to be the greatest Beatles song of all time. I'm Jono.
And I'm Rob.
And Rob, I did have a couple of people mention to me last week that I did a little bit of a teaser for what's going to happen at the end of the heats. So there's 51 heats to this whole malarkey. We're at heat 42 today. And I sort of mentioned last week about there being something that will happen at the end of the heats where people might be able to get a little bit of their, I don't know, revenge probably isn't the right word, but...
might be revenge for some, I don't know.
Maybe. They'll maybe have the opportunity to rectify some perceived slights that have happened, where we've maybe got rid of a song that we shouldn't. And I had a couple of people say, oh, you didn't mention any more about it. No, I'm not going to mention any more about it. Not until episode 52, which is in 10 episodes time. Once the heats are over, we'll tell you all about it, I promise. So there we go. Yeah.
All right.
But let's talk about this week.
Yeah, let's talk about this week.
So what have we got? Well, last week we pulled out four tracks.
We did. We pulled out Lovely Rita from Sgt. Pepper, I Want to Be Your Man from With the Beatles, Ask Me Why from Please Please Me, and Please Please Me from Please Please Me.
It sounds like your dog, Rob, really likes Ask Me Why.
Yes. It's so strange. Our annoying neighbours have moved out, so I have no idea what he's barking at right now, but there you go.
I think he's just saying what his choice would be. So let's see if he's right. Welcome to the Beatles World Cup. So really, your dog should really, if anything, should be barking at a meter maid, right? Isn't it the whole...
or peeing on her leg or something, you know?
Maybe. Lovely Rita. Lovely Rita.
Yes, Lovely Rita. This is Beatles by numbers, isn't it? I mean, it's got the shuffly Ringo drum roll. John's doing his super psychedelic voice. The music is extra jaunty, but it's really, really forgettable. In fact, John, I'll go as far as to say this reminds me of the Ruttles more than the Beatles. If the lyric had slightly more comedy to it, I'd think this was a really good Ruttles song. Yeah, that's how I feel about it. Of course, it all came about when Paul had an American friend over, I believe, who saw a female traffic warden and said, oh, look, you've got meter maids, as he would have referred to them in America, and Paul was quite taken with the phrase and wrote something about it. That's how it came about. But the song itself, Jono, I think is pants.
Oh, Rob.
What?
Are you serious?
I'm deadly serious.
You're an idiot. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I've 42
episodes for that to come out.
I know. Look, I love you, but what's wrong with you?
Horrible.
Lovely Rita is amazing.
No.
It is. I think it's one of the best tracks on Sgt. Pepper.
All right. Tell me why.
Well, it has got humor. It's got a lot of, I mean, it's got that great line about almost made it. Oh, sitting on the, almost made it with a sister or two. And I think that's kind of a little bit cheeky, isn't it? We all know what he's talking about.
Sure.
A little bit. There's a great sound effect when he's talking about over dinner. Pop. Do you hear the pop? Have you heard the champagne cork pop?
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. It's got the crazy...
It's not funny, though.
It's just fun, but it's not funny.
Fun.
It's got the weird ending, where it just sort of goes strange, which I love. It's got a jauntiness to it. It's just... I think this is great. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's off Sgt. Pepper, so there's a start.
I think like we've talked about Here Comes the Sun being like a nice warm glow. This feels like you're walking down Abbey Road, jaunting your step. There's the meter maid / ticket lady.
Like I say, I think it's Beatles by numbers. It certainly sounds like the Beatles. It's got all these elements to it. But it's like when you chuck them all into a cake and then the cake doesn't rise, or only half of it rises, and then you got to put a lot of frosting on it to hide the fact, you know.
I'm really surprised, Rob. I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't be with your Sergeant Pepper disdain.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not a fan of this one.
God, that's so funny. I absolutely love it. I love lovely Rita. Rita!
Well, look, this is one that our listeners can definitely talk to us about on Twitter.
Okay.
And tell us who's right.
Okay. Well, it'll be one of us, I'm sure. Just get your fans, pull them together, Rob. Do a pile on.
I will. Doctor Who show fans unite.
There we go. All right. Well, let's move on from the lovely, lovely Rita to I Want to Be Your Man.
I Want to Be Your Man. It's funny following on from the lovely Rita, but this song to me sounds super Beatlesy too. But in a good way this time.
Oh my God.
It rocks along. There are screams and there are shouts. There's a wild but very simple guitar solo. And it's got Ringo on vocals. When you think of the early Beatles having lots of chaotic fun in a recording, this is as good as any, Jono. And of course, that's only half the story, as it was also given to the Rolling Stones and helped break them as an act over in the UK. They did a cover version of it. I always chuckle at that, the way the song the Beatles gave to the Stones, they just regarded as their Ringo song. I think that's quite cool. So I quite like this one.
This is so weird. I feel like I've stepped into an alternative reality. Because, and I think also, well, like, we've had like 4 or 5 weeks where we basically have agreed on everything. Mm. Like literally have not had to do a tiebreaker at all. And now I just don't think I even know who you are. This is... I literally wrote on my notes the song, it doesn't even sound like the Beatles.
No.
Yes. It doesn't even sound like them.
No, you can hear them screaming, shouting, in the background.
It's so messy. This is such a messy sort of
chaotic,
clunky song. It's not chaotic. It's just kind of bad. It's just rambling and all over the place. Do you know what I found really crazy, though, is...
What?
This is McCartney and... Bruce Springsteen sang this at Glastonbury recently.
Was that in the set?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'll have to find that.
So
the
I guess they know something that I don't, but
maybe.
I think this is just a mess. Yeah, it's got some shouts and bits and pieces, but it kind of sounds to me almost like it would be better as I haven't heard the Rolling Stones version, but I can imagine that it would be better for them, not for the Beatles.
Mm. There you go.
Funny. Maybe we've just had sort of too much pent up, agreement.
I don't know what it is. Something in the water this week.
Maybe.
Bestie gave me a carrot cake this week. Maybe it was laced with something.
Oh, possibly. Mm. Not a big fan of I Want to Be Your Man. It just feels messy.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, ask me why. Ask me why we've been disagreeing so much. Woo, well, woo, woo, woo.
This song, Jono, it puts up a strong fight to being the worst track on the Please Please Me LP. Are we in vague agreement there? I'll stop there.
Yes.
Okay, we are. Good. Perhaps among the Lennon-McCartney songs on there at the very least. Very forgettable, very twee. I've never liked the lyric. It doesn't even have a particularly strong hook. It's like they've cobbled some words to some music and that's it. But interestingly, Jono, the guys, I think, really rated this, and it was one of the first 4 songs they took into their first recording session for the LP. George Martin heard them run through it and said, oh, no, boys, that's not so good. So George Martin at least had his head screwed on. And it actually became the B-side for, I think, Please Please Me. Yeah.
Yeah. So George Martin basically said, no.
Correct.
B.
Correct.
So, I love the lyric, I love you because you tell me things I want to know.
Yeah. It's terrible. It's terrible.
It's not great. Oh. It's
lovely Rita is a masterpiece compared to this.
Excellent. We agree on something. Not a fan. Sorry.
Yeah, but again, they thought it was great. We got 4 great songs here, George Martin. Listen to this.
Mm.
And they come out with this? Oh, no.
Well, I can tell you what, Rob. Should we flip the single over and listen to the A side and go to Please Please Me?
Yes, look, compared to the track we just looked at, this one's like night and day. It's a banger, Jono. The harmonica's in there. The harmonies are in there. There's two notable guitar moments that get repeated. The one where the chords ascend really quickly, and there's also one where there's a really nice riff. So there's those two really nice guitar bits that I always listen out for. And while I don't think it's the best track on the album, it's definitely top three on this album, no question. John wrote it thinking of Roy Orbison singing it. Maybe not in the same way that they sung it, but I think that's probably where the little guitar riff comes from. That sounds very Roy Orbison to me. The guys, of course, had toured with Roy Orbison. They knew Roy Orbison. I think the darkness in Roy Orbison's music appealed to John in particular. Mm. And just to end now, I'll throw it out there. There's long been speculation, Jono, that this song is about something. Do you know what that thing is?
It's not drugs. They're not quite at that point, are they?
No, it's about reciprocating something. Maybe I'll just leave it at that. People can use their imagination, but please please me like I please you, Jono.
Right. Okay.
Many people say that's what it is.
Okay.
So, okay.
Okay. It's very short. It's literally 2 minutes. It doesn't hang around at all.
No, but that's pop for that era. Mm. It's spot on.
It's funny because this is sort of seen as somewhat iconic in some respects because it was their first big one, really, mm-hmm. in America. Is that right? Yeah, in America, yeah. So I can see how people sort of hold it up. But I don't think, apart from the come on part, I don't think there's too much here that's kind of different or, you know, outstanding.
Really?
I quite like the dun 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 dun.
Yeah, the little guitar riff. But you hear the Roy Orbison bit, yeah.
Yeah, but you hear lots of harmonica and lots of other stuff, and you hear lots of harmonies and other stuff. And the come on, like the little call there, kind of mm-hmm. feels like, oh yeah, that's like a classic little sliver of Beatles right there.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I even in the very first episode of this podcast, before we even recorded an episode, the little teaser trailer at the beginning,
yeah,
I do quote this song twice in my anecdote-filled or sort of, well, not anecdote, what do you call it? Amusing wordplay.
You were riffing on the lyrics.
I was riffing on the lyrics, yeah.
You're right.
You can go back and listen to it. Literally, episode one of this podcast. So you'll see what I mean.
Did you say something like, please, please me and listen to my podcast?
No, it was our podcast.
Rob. Well, it was only you on that trailer.
That's true. You go back and listen to it. And you see what I say.
I will.
Sound levels on that trailer are terrible. I'm just going to say that. We got better. But yeah, I think it's good. I don't think this is spectacularly up there. But good. But definitely good. Definitely good.
I think we're heading towards trouble.
I think we might very well be, Rob. Mm. So we've got our four songs this week to pick from.
Yes.
This will be interesting. I wonder where this will go.
I think I know where it's going already. John or Paul?
John or Paul?
Yeah. Look, in all seriousness, my pick is Please Please Me. And I think your pick, John, is Lovely Rita.
Oh, taking all the surprise out of it.
I think the listeners already know based on what we've said.
I could listen to Lovely Rita all day, every day.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. I can't believe you don't like it so much.
No, I really don't.
Oh, I think it's jaunty and quirky and funny and
I don't think it's Ask Me Why levels of terrible, but it's not great.
We're going to have to do it.
Mm-hmm. We do have to do it.
Okay.
You have one set up?
Right, the random button is sitting here waiting for me to press, so we are going to play Heads or Tails, or as we call it, John or Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, which would you like to pick this week?
These are both John-centric songs, so I was going to say, well, look, I'll pick John because, you know, he's the lead on Please Please Me, but he's the lead on Lovely Rita as well, so I'll just stick with John. John,
stick with John. Okay, John. If it's John, it's Please Please Me. If it's Paul, it's Lovely Rita.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah, there's a couple on the album a bit like that.
Yes!
Oh, no.
No! Rita, you just keep on walking down there with your little side bag, whatever it is they call it.
Satchel, maybe?
Yeah.
Has our Sergeant Pepper quotient gone up 100%?
I think it has now.
Right.
Okay.
Had to happen. And our Please Please Me quota has stayed exactly the same, which is zero. Still. And we've got two tracks this week we could have chosen.
That's really upsetting because that song is a banger. I'm sorry, it's a banger.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know, things don't go the way you think they will, do you?
That's true. Can't always get what you want.
Lovely. Wrong podcast.
Yes.
Anyway, well done, lovely Rita. You are through to the next round. I'm so pleased about it. I've been waiting for this episode for so long.
Well, you've got it.
Sorry, Rob. All right. Hey, should we pick four more songs for next week?
Yes. Let's get on to
do
that.
This. All right. Let's dig into the pile. The box is so small now.
Mm-hmm.
First one out is Mr. Moonlight.
Beatles for sale.
Next one. Ooh. The Long and Winding Road.
Let It Be.
A Day in the Life.
Back to bloody Sergeant Pepper. Okay.
And, oh my God.
What?
Next week is hell.
Why?
Yesterday.
Off the Help LP. Oh no.
Oh my God.
Oh no. What was that? Moonlight, Long and Winding Road, Day in the Life. Yes. Oh God.
I'm calling it sick
next week.
Yeah, it kind of had to happen, didn't it? That there was going to happen. Oh.
Why couldn't one of those been in this week?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Might have a little cup of tea and lie down and have a think about this, but I've got a week to
kind of need more than
wrap
that.
My head around it.
Bestie, get your cake ready.
Wow. Okay. All right. Let's compose ourselves. Hey, look, if you want to get in touch and let us know your thoughts on this week's episode, you can. TheBeatlesWorldCup@gmail.com is our email address. You can also get us on Twitter @BeatlesWorldCup. Every week we hold a poll and you can tell us what you thought. Did we get it right? This week should be an interesting one.
I think it will be.
Next week's will be really interesting. But yes, please do get in touch. And if you get the chance to, please do rate us on your podcast provider. Every little 5-star review helps. So
yes,
there we
please.
Go. Awesome. Right, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get ourselves ready.
For next week.
Oh, yes. My Lord.
Okay.
See you then.
See you, Jono.